Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you all to the Q3 and 9-month FY25 earnings conference call of Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited, hosted by Ambit Capital. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on belief, opinion, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance of the company and may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Dhruv Jain from Ambit Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hello everyone. Welcome to Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited Q3 FY25 earnings call. From the management, today we have with us Mr. Arun Kothari, Managing Director, and Mr. Kunal Bubna, Chief Financial Officer. Thank you, and over to you, sir, for your opening remarks.
Yes, sir.
Good evening and a warm welcome to everyone on the Q3 and 9-month FY25 earnings call for Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited. I have been joined by Mr. Kunal Bubna, CFO, and SGA, our Investor Relations Advisor. We have uploaded our Q3 FY25 investor presentation on stock exchanges and company's website, and I hope you had an opportunity to go through the same. We are pleased to report a steady performance for both Q3 and the 9-month ended FY25. In Q3, our revenue reached rupees 231.3 crores, reflecting a solid growth of 11.7%, while for the 9 months of FY25, revenues stood at rupees 700 crores, making an impressive increase of 21.2%. This growth has been driven by a strong volume increase of more than 10% for Q3 FY25 and more than 20% for 9-month FY25 on a year-on-year basis. The continued growth is primarily attributed to our exceptional export performance, which has been a significant contributor alongside increased penetration in our key markets. Our strategy of expanding our geographical reach and deepening relationships with our customers in existing regions is yielding positive results. On the operational front, speaking of segment-wise performance, our seamless pipe segment delivered a revenue growth of 8% for the quarter and 17% on a 9-month basis, reflecting steady demand and increasing market penetration. On the welded pipe front, revenues grew by 4% for the quarter and 16% over the 9-month period. Coming to the geographical performance, speaking about export first, this quarter marks our best-ever export performance with all-time high export revenues of rupees 89.1 crores in a quarter and impressive 153% year-on-year growth. The share of export revenue stood at 38.5% for the quarter, the highest recorded for any period. On a 9-month basis, exports surged by 216% to rupees 225.6 crores, reflecting our strong international market penetration. This exceptional growth in exports has been driven by several key factors. We have successfully created our presence in the U.S., Middle East, and Africa market with significant shipments of welded pipes during this quarter. This achievement is the result of our strategic efforts, including the establishment of a dedicated marketing team that has played a crucial role in driving the performance. Additionally, we have actively participated in dealers' events, trade fairs, and other industry forums to enhance our visibility and foster relationships with key stakeholders. These initiatives are delivering tangible results, and we are confident in our ability to replicate the strong performance seen in Europe within these markets. Europe continues to be our largest export market with an extensive dealer network and growing acceptance of our products. We have been able to maintain a strong foothold in the region. Our focus on offering high-quality products, competitive pricing, and superior customer service has reinforced our market position, and we remain confident in sustaining our growth trajectory in this key geography. We will continue to build on this momentum by further strengthening our presence in international markets, particularly in the Middle East and South Africa after Europe and U.S., while also expanding our product portfolio. Our commitment to quality, a customer-centric approach, and a strategic market initiative position us well for sustained export growth in the coming quarters. Speaking of the domestic market has been facing a period of slowdown, primarily due to macroeconomic factors. We have observed muted capital expenditure from both private and government sectors, particularly in the post-election period, and we anticipate that this trend could extend further in the near term. Despite these challenges, Venus continue to be a preferred brand among customers, driven by our superior product offering and long-standing customer relationship. We are confident of creating our presence in the domestic market, having recently onboarded experienced and seasoned industry professionals, bringing valuable expertise that will help us drive growth and increase our market penetration, gaining from unorganized players. Especially, we are seeing very good demand in the power sector of our pipes and tube business. Additionally, the finance budget 2025 emphasis on increasing domestic consumption is expected to stimulate economic activity, leading to a revival in capital expenditure. The government's focus on infrastructure development and manufacturing sector growth will likely boost demand for high-quality piping solutions, presenting significant opportunities for Venus in the coming quarters. We continue to secure approval in both domestic and export markets across industries such as oil and gas, power and engineering, reflecting the strong trust in the quality of our products. These approvals not only reinforce our market credibility but also enable us to diversify across multiple industries, further strengthening our growth prospects. Moving forward, I would like to spend some time on our vision for the future. As we continue to expand and evolve, our focus remains on long-term growth and leadership in the stainless steel pipes and tube industry. We are committed to strengthening our market position and delivering value to our stakeholders. With a roadmap for expansion and innovation, we are actively investing in increasing our capabilities and enhancing our product offering. This journey began a few years ago with a strategic capacity expansion of more than 3x, allowing us to not only broaden our product portfolio, but we also backward integrated ourselves with addition of piercing line for manufacturing of hollow bars for seamless pipes. We achieved strong capacity utilization for both seamless and welded pipes on the back of growing export and domestic penetration. As part of our vision for sustained growth, we have announced CapEx to diversify into value-added products by introducing fitting and high-grade tubes, positioning Venus as a one-stop piping solution provider for our customers. This move not only enhances our product offering but also strengthens our ability to serve a wider range of applications across industries. In coming years, we are looking to push boundaries of innovation and manufacturing excellence by expanding into high-grade stainless steel pipes and tubes, products that are technically complex, require advanced equipment and serve critical industries. Securing approval for this sector is an intricate and highly stringent process, demanding rigorous quality standards and compliances. However, with our deep industry expertise, experienced team and long-standing customer relationship, we will be in position to penetrate and establish a strong presence in this high-value segment. At Venus, our growth strategy remains clear: continuous innovation, expansion and market leadership with a strong foundation in place and unwavering commitment to quality and customer satisfaction. We are confident in our ability to achieve our long-term vision and create lasting value of our stakeholders. Our order book remains strong at approximately Rs. 350 crores, reflecting the continued trust and confidence of our customers. Lastly, an update on the CAPEX front. Phase 1 of the announced CAPEX, which includes stainless steel and titanium welded tubes of 3,600 metric tons per annum and fittings, was initially set to commence in operation in March 2025. While the stainless steel and titanium welded tube project remains on schedule, however, the fitting segment is expected to commence in the H1 of the FY26. Meanwhile, the phase 2 expansion, adding 4,000 metric ton per annum of seamless pipe and tube, remains on track to begin operation in December 2025. Please note, we have an important addition to phase 2 capex. We will be enhancing our existing PS9 capacity to the tune of additional 4,800 metric ton per annum, which will serve the capacity increase in the seamless pipe. With steady growth in domestic and export markets, strategic capacity expansion and a strong focus on high value products, we are well positioned for sustained success. Our ongoing capex project will further create a strong our market leadership and enhance our product offering. Backed by a robust team and operational excellence and a commitment to quality, we remain confident in driving long-term value for our all stakeholders. With this, I hand over to Mr. Kunal Bubna, our CFO.
We are pleased to share that our company has delivered a steady performance, achieving growth across key financial metrics, including revenue, EBITDA and PAT. On revenue front, revenue from operation for Q3 FY21 stood at Rs. 231.3 crore as compared to Rs. 207.1 crore during Q3 FY25, achieving a growth of 11.7% year-on-year basis. Revenue for 9 months FY25 stood at Rs. 700.4 crore, witnessing a strong growth of 21.2%, and we have witnessed a strong volume growth of 20% across welded and seamless pipe. Revenue bifurcation for the quarter was 39% from welded pipe, 54% from seamless pipe and 7% from others. For 9 months FY25, revenue bifurcation was 37% from welded pipe, 56% from seamless pipe and 7% from others. Revenue from other category increased this quarter driven by sales from scrap and trading revenue from fittings. Growth in seamless segment was 8% on year-on-year basis and welded segment registered a growth of 4% for Q3 FY25 on year-on-year basis in terms of revenue. Growth in the seamless segment was 17% on year-on-year basis and welded segment registered a growth of 16% for 9 months FY25 on year-on-year basis in terms of revenue. On the EBITDA front, our EBITDA for the quarter stood at Rs. 37.2 crore as compared to Rs. 39.1 crore in Q3 FY24. EBITDA margin for the quarter stood at 16.1%. On 9 month FY25 basis, EBITDA saw a growth of 24.4% standing at Rs. 126 crore with a margin at 18%. PAT for the Q3 FY25 is Rs. 18 crore compared to Rs. 23.3 crore in Q3 FY24. And margin stood at 7.8%. On 9 month FY25 basis, PAT show a growth of 13.6%, standing at Rs. 69.2 crore, a growth of 13.6% with a margin at 9.9%. Lastly, the company has received additional Rs. 8.16 crore in February from holders of convertible warrant in accordance with the terms of preferential allotment, taking the total amount received till date to Rs. 35.06 crores. In closing, we are optimistic about the journey ahead and fully committed to driving sustained growth. We are excited to push forward and elevate the Venus Brand, setting new benchmark in this industry. With this, I would like to open the floor for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thanks a lot for the opportunity. Just a couple of questions from my end. We have seen sudden domestic demand slowdown. Could you mention the reasons? We understand the export share is increasing. Why has domestic demand slowed down? That's one. And why has margins fallen to about 16%? That's the first one.
So primarily, yeah, if you see from the margin perspective, so because of the domestic subdued demand, there had been pressure on that side, and also the pressure was being felt at the side of export from the few more people entering in the export territory. And also, if you see in this quarter, we have exported welded pipes and tubes, which form around 38% of the total export value on the side of welded, which was earlier on a very lower side in the last year-on-year quarter. So on the side of welded also, we have developed new geography like Middle East, Africa, and also a portion of it has gone to USA, wherein at the initial level, we have been quite competitive as compared to penetrate those markets. And on the side of domestic, there has been subdued demand we have seen across many of the industry. But recently, what we are seeing, there is some amount of traction on the side of power side, wherein many of the tenders are recently being started to floated, which we see then, because of that, there seems to be demand going forward on that side.
Given pricing is also very volatile along with certain margin volatility, would you like to give some guidance on the growth going forward?
Yeah, for the coming quarter, we believe it should be around the revenue side. We believe it should be at least 10% of this quarter revenue what we have achieved. And going for 3 years down the line by FY27, we still believe there should be a growth of CAGR growth of more than 20%.
And margin?
Margin on until FY27, we still believe it should hold more than 20%, but coming quarters, I believe it should be in the same level which have been achieved in this quarter.
Could you also give the volume numbers? Like you mentioned, of course, the volume was 10% odd for this particular quarter. Can we get seamless as well as welded volumes? Like how much would our seamless grow versus welded?
Yeah, more than,
to understand the product mix.
Yes. Yeah, for the quarter, it is it was on the side of seamless was more than 15% growth, and on the side of welded, it was around 5% growth.
Understood. Let me get back. Thanks, Jane, and all the best.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participants to ask a question. You may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Vimoksha from Goyam Lavdi FinTech Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my question is like, as a company is expanding in Europe, US, Middle East, as you mentioned, right? So can you provide details on the specific strategies for each region, including the timelines for achieving the market penetration and any specific growth target for this?
Especially for the, if you say in the Europe market, already Vinastar is a very good player. We are doing exports since last 4 to 5 quarters, or every quarter our export is going increasing. Same way in the US market also. In the last quarter, we had created a very good presence. We are, in going forward, we are also connecting from some other geography also. So which will also come in the, mostly our presence has been already created, or which will grow in the coming 2 to 3 quarters. So Europe is already, you can see very good penetration of the Venus in Europe market. As well as in the US also, we had created the penetration. Now we are the more focused on the US and Africa market. Then next 2 to 3 quarters, you will get the good volume from these two places.
Okay. And another question is, as a company has increased its market share in seamless pipes, right? So what are the steps being taken to further increase market share in seamless pipes and welded pipes?
See, as we said, we are working on many multiple geographies across the world and also many of the sectors across the country. And so those steps are being taken. As we said, we are getting approval from engineering, oil and gas, and these sectors. As we see the market going forward, Middle East, US and African countries. So and we see many opportunities going forward, and also we are seeing demand from power side. So these all geography sectors will help us to grow our volume going forward.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to join the question queue, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Dhruv Jain from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I had a couple of questions. One is that, you know, it's been a trend in the last quarter as well, but we've seen a quite sharp uptick in employee cost, right? So it's close to about 12% of sales now. So just wanted to understand, you know, how does this stabilize going forward, or this will keep on inching up as we move forward?
Since Dhruv already, we have told you, we are in already planned the CAPEX for the new high-grade development of the project. So for this purpose, we have recruited some experienced marketing professionals, as well as some also technocrats at the operational level also. So all these marketing professionals, technocrats, they will come in the coming quarters. Because all the things will be coming operation in the next one or two quarters. So that's why employee cost has been increased.
So sir, is it safe to say that this cost will remain elevated for the next couple of quarters?
Yeah, but if you see, it is around 4.5%, so we believe it can go a bit around 5 sort of number, or slightly more than 5 in coming quarters, not to that level, we believe.
You are talking about 5% of revenue?
Total, yeah, of revenue.
Okay. And similarly, even I think other expenses has kind of zoomed, so I think sir mentioned about it, but how should that trend going forward?
If you see total, it is around 16.8%. We believe ki it can also inch slightly higher because the entire backward integration entire facility is working. Apart from that, when you export, there are ocean freight and others which are slightly high on that side as compared to the domestic rate cost. But we believe sort of 16.8 can go up to 17.8, 17.5, something near to that.
So, sir, is it safe to say for the next couple of quarters, you know, you mentioned about the next quarter, but assuming that, say, if the CAPEX scenario remains sort of muted, we will be in the same sort of number in terms of margins, 16-17%.
Yes.
Especially, Mr. Dhruv, what we are seeing, there will be very good demand may come in the coming one or two quarters from the power sector in India. Water power project has been announced by the government of India. Will already started, CAPEX has been already started. If this order will start to flow, there will definitely improve in the margin. As well as some of the government very good initiatives, at least in our sector, from Make in India concept, from BIS. Recently, government of India has announced one new BIS quality order for the pipes and tubes. This will be implemented by 1st of August 2025. This will also give very good boom to all the stainless steel pipes and tube company in India. We are seeing definitely there will be margin improvement, but at least from this quarter not, we are foreseeing from next quarter, definitely margin improvement will be there.
Sure. And sir, could you just spell out what is your order book for, you know, whatever order book that you have at this point of time?
Right now, we have almost 350 CR order book. We can say almost near about 4 months order book.
This is about 4 months order. Great. So thank you so much. I'll come back into view.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Mihir Damania from Fiden Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I hope I'm audible. So my first question is, we've seen the bulk of growth coming in this quarter from the other segment, which is basically the non-heatless, non-welded fresh segment. So there are two questions here. What does the other segment include? And what's driving this disproportionate amount of growth in the other segment, and how do you see that trending forward?
Can you be a bit loud? I was unable to take your question.
Is this better now?
Yeah, no, it is.
Yeah. So my first question was, you've seen the bulk of the growth coming from the other segment, which is the non-seamless and non-welded pipe segment. So what does the other segment include, and what's driving that? What's driving the disproportionate amount of growth in the other segment?
No, basically it's scrap and primarily fitting sales which contribute to it. And see, 5-7% as a general, we believe it should be in this level, should remain in this level.
Okay, so it will remain in this 5-7% zone. And,
between 7-10, so yeah.
Got it. And the second question is, fundamentally when you look at it, exports have been a much higher margin productivity, like around 300 to 500 basis points better than what you could source domestically. Such a dramatic increase in contribution from exports should ideally have led to much higher growth, much higher EBITDA margin. So can you explain the divergence between where the margins have kind of settled The higher proportionate of export should probably have led to like 18%-19% EBITDA margins versus what you currently reported.
You see, generally, the domestic direct sale and export have generally a similar margin. But as you said rightly, when you increase your volume, when you establish in those markets, you tend to get a higher margin on those products. But if you see on the side of welded, many of the geographies we are trying to penetrate where we were not in a bulk or in a voluminous nature. That's a geography like Middle East, Africa, and USA, we are penetrating at a welded level. So therein the margins have been come at a lower level. But we believe as and when with a few more supply to those geographies, we will be there. And I think going forward then we will be able to achieve a higher EBITDA margin as compared to what we are in domestic.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to join the question queue, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Romil Jain from Electrum PMS. Please proceed.
Hello. Thanks for the opportunity. One question on this ongoing tariff war. Just to understand, I think a few days back, we've seen a 25% import duty on any steel or aluminum coming in, right, in U.S. How does that affect us as a company or any export from India to U.S.? That is one. And also, probably, is there a possibility where other Asian countries, including China, can have some additional dumping in India? How do you see that happening?
So if you see primarily this 25% duty, which has been recently instituted by U.S., this was already there on the steel product from India. But there were a few countries like Canada, Mexico, and Brazil, and few others who were exempted from this. So primarily, they have also come under this net. So from the India perspective, it will be adding more effect as such.
Okay. So you're saying that on stainless steel pipes, it was already there, so it's not a big change for us?
Yes.
Okay. And you don't see a major impact of dumping as well at this point?
No, not much, because in case of stainless, there is an anti-dumping duty of a hefty amount. So we don't see that affecting too much to us.
Okay. And sir, just a clarification to the earlier question, it was a little unclear. We have said that I think our gross margins have still remained resilient because of export contribution increasing. But at the same time, there's been an EBITDA level impact. So I think we mentioned that it is going to continue. So just want to understand the reason. It was not very clear. Can you just repeat that, sir?
No, we were telling from the perspective from the side of welded, we have been quite competitive while exporting to those geography where we have exported in the last quarter. So the prices what we would have taken was slightly competitive, so it was on the lower side. So that way the margin and contractability cost has also increased on both on the side of salary and other costs. But keeping the market scenario, we were unable to charge those price on our selling prices. So because of that, the EBITDA has been affected.
Okay. And just a question again on the gross margin. So let's say fast-forwarding to 1-2 years from here, when the additional expansions kick in and when the fittings also kick in, as well as the domestic market also improves, what is the band of gross margins that we see from here with all these changes coming in?
It should be RM consumption percentage will be in the range of 66-68% sort of.
Sorry, how much, sir? 60?
66 to 67.5. Okay. Again, it will depend on few of the product mix and all, and on a ballpark number, I'm just indicating you.
Yeah. Okay. And sir, last question. If you can just give some sense on what kind of cash flows did we see in so far in the 9 months? Operating cash flow.
Yeah, it was there similar to what was there to slightly increase what we achieved in September for the half year ended.
Okay. So from there it has increased a little, right?
A little, yeah.
Okay. Okay, thanks. I'll come back in the queue for any further questions. Thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Aasim Bharde from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Arun. Hi Kunal. Good evening. So just one clarification I wanted on the export spread that you spoke about, that the welded portion was higher and at competitive prices, so that hurt our overall margins. But in the overall mix, was welded far higher versus what it normally is, or was welded still a small part of the overall export mix?
Of overall export? Yeah, welded was high on the overall export also.
Sorry, was it high or was it like a nominal amount because you're testing out new markets? Sorry, I didn't get what
you said. Yeah, the, in the totality term also, the welded was high. Out of the total export of 89 crore, you can say around more than 35% was on the side of welded, which used to be very low in the previous quarters and years.
Okay, is it to multiple different countries or is it more concentrated to the Middle East and some part of Africa?
No, it was definitely more toward US, but again, Middle East and Africa was also forming a good chunk of it.
Okay.
In case of welding. And in case of shingles, it was more towards European countries.
On the, okay, got it. But I am assuming at least on the European seamless bit, we don't need to be like open-minded on margins, right? It's just a US slash Middle East thing.
Yes.
And I'm assuming it will not be a persistent or other longer-term thing. It might get resolved in a quarter or two once you make improvements.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Second, again, another clarification. So you mentioned that you are going to add a piercing backend capacity. Will that also come online on the side when your phase two seamless capacity comes online in December of this year?
Yeah, that is the whole target of that.
Okay. Okay. And finally, just now this is actually a more medium-term question. So on the 20% revenue CAGR aim or aspiration that you're talking about and taking margins back from 16% to 20-odd%, but will your mix still be at the same current range where 50-55% is seamless, 37-40% odd is welded, or will this mix also start to change? And basically just wanted to understand then how will that 20% margin, how will the roadmap from 16 to 20% EBITDA margin actually happen?
No, from a margin perspective, it's not 20%. On the value perspective, we are telling this should be more than 20% EBITDA growth if I compare FY24 with FY27. But on a margin perspective, definitely from this level, keeping 1-2 quarter, we ignore those quarters, coming quarters, then we believe definitely the margin will improve because, as you said, the condenser tube pipe, which is expected to come by March, it will start giving the results. We will be moving towards more towards value-added product in a few more quarters to come. And again, printing business will also will come into the play, which will also help as a comprehensive piping solution to the end customer. So we believe keeping all this perspective, it should help us to improve the margin.
But is the margin profile of this particular category or whatever the category that is coming in March is so high because the overall
absolutely not very high. It will be high but not very high. But again, a few other capex as we said will be coming by September, few by December. And again, as we said, we are penetrating in from welded in export side. So those penetrations should be done and we should be able to get a quite good prices going forward also.
Okay, okay. And is any role for fittings also on the margin improvement bit or will that just be a smaller nominal part in the overall scheme of things?
No, margin, it will be similar to sort of this number, sort of number. Not, it will not have to be increase the margin, but going down the line because it's again a fully approval-driven business wherein when we get a requisite approval for these fittings and all to the from the end customer. Suppose that definitely we can improve the margin there also.
Got it. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Participants, if you want to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Arpit Agarwal from Electrum Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for taking my question. So, sir, first on the follow-up on what Robin asked, I just want to clarify. You are saying that the duty of 25% is similar on all your products across the range to the exports to U.S., right? It is already 25% and there is no change.
Yes, on the side of welded, what we currently export to U.S., same. Remains the same. It was earlier also and now also.
Okay, so you only do welded to U.S. and that is, I think there is an anti-dumping duty zone there, right?
Section, it's a different section duty. It's not known by the name of anti-dumping, something other type, but it remains the same for us.
Okay.
But as I said, there were few countries like Canada, Mexico, Brazil, they were getting exemptions on that. And again, in case of aluminum, whatever hard sheet has increased from 7-8% to 20-25%.
Correct. Correct. Okay. Fair enough. And sir, I just want to understand the competitive intensity. So obviously you are expanding on other products and domestic market is very slow. So how is the competitive intensity in India? So if you can just map out the kind of expansions which have come in the industry. Is it more there because with the slowdown, is it putting pressure on the volumes?
Definitely competition is coming, but with the just works our Venus Pipe focus. Venus Pipe is the solution of the all type of stainless steel pipes. It includes seamless pipe, LSAW pipe, then welded pipe, then we are going the titanium tubes, high-end condenser tubes, then further we are creating our very good presence in high-end quality products. So in this, all the segment in India or also worldwide, very limited players is available. For water competition is coming, they're coming in the segment-wise competition, not that much of volume. Our campus will be at the single location. So customer get benefited from this single location benefit. So every customer requires the all type variety of pipes, so they can get benefited. Or if any new company comes, if existing player will expand the capacity, definitely it will impact the pressure on our business. But if new players come, so any new players who are joining the stainless steel pipe will require quite good time to penetrate in the market, to create the presence in the market. So almost all the business is driven by the approval-based business.
Right. Now, so that's what I just wanted to understand, that in the competition, the existing player, is there a significant expansion coming up?
No, 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 nothing. Not from the existing player. We are not forcing any significant expansion from existing players. Some of the new players is coming, but definitely it will take time to penetrate in the market.
Okay. And sir, I just want to check on the, just want an update on the expansion. I think the phase one is supposed to get completed in March 2025. So are we on track? Is there some delay?
Yeah, almost partial capacity of the phase one will be commissioned by this quarter. For remaining some partial capacity will be operational by H1 of the FY26. For remaining phase two expansion is already on track. That will come by the December 2025, as we had committed earlier.
Perfect, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Bijal Jitendra Shah from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. And I have only one question. Kunal, you mentioned that you will see some increase in employee costs as percentage of revenue, and maybe that other expenses will also go up. So I understand in the longer term you are talking about better margins, but in Q4 and probably Q1, can we see contraction of margin from current levels, or you will be able to maintain margins at current levels at least?
Yeah, what we see currently, we should be able to maintain this margin.
Okay. Thank you very much and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participants to ask a question. You may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Rahul Mishra, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. I wanted to know the growth guidance for revenue and top line and bottom line for the coming quarter and for FY26. What's your growth guidance, sir?
Yeah, for the coming quarter, we believe it should be around 10%, should be for the coming quarter, and for the coming year, we believe it should be more than 20%.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, we will take this as the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. I take this opportunity to thank everyone for joining the call. We will keep updating the investor community on a regular basis for incremental updates on your company. I hope we have been able to address all our queries. For any further information, kindly get in touch with our SGA, our investor relations advisor. Request all of you. Thank you once again. Good evening, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of Ambit Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.